Good morning, listeners. Here is Eva Schubert Talks again. I have still a little bit sexy voice because of my bad cold. But nevertheless, my today's subject is very interesting about the destructive lies you are telling yourself about being single. I've been divorced approximately 11 years ago, and I remember that after a couple of dates, I started to create these destructive lies for myself as well. And that's why I want to share today with you some destructive beliefs you can have when you are single. So let's go. Do you really think that you are better off on your own, or you are actually lying to yourself? Of course, it's not a bad thing to be single. I don't say this. Of course, it's our choice, you know? And especially if your former relationship did not make you happy. But if this is going for too long, you may be the guilty person for your situation. And as human beings, we can be single for a while, but as you can see, we are not made for to be single. That's why are so many people depressed. We live in a society of individualism, and people forget to connect. So at the end, when you stay like this, it will actually not make you happy. We think that we are happy just because we don't want to admit that we are miserable. It's the same when I ask somebody, "How are you?" And they answer, "I'm fine." "Oh, really?" So here are the most destructive lies that are keeping you from being happy in a relationship. The first one is, I love being single. No one says that it is easy to be in a relationship, but it is definitely more fulfilling than being single. Do you really enjoy not having who to share the experiences you had through the day? Do you really like having your coffee alone in the morning, watching a movie with chips or Coke or something, junk food? Yes, of course, you can say, I have my best friends and I have friends around me. But your friends are usually not available at Christmas or wait for you at home when you return after a long day at work or a trip and so on. So we need to love and to be loved, because it makes us better people. living with compassion. The second one is, I appreciate being an independent person. Many people have a false idea that a relationship is actually a golden gauge. Well, it can be if partners don't set boundaries and don't respect the fact that each needs a certain degree of freedom. Someone that really loves you will respect the moments you'll want to spend with yourself or with your friends. Also, you can do the same for your partner and everything can work out just fine for each of you. The next one, the third one, I promised you four, is I love doing what I want when I want it. Is this really a true statement? Because you will still return to a cold and empty bed when you are done partying in the club whole night. Going on a vacation alone can be refreshing, but no one will be waiting for you at home to welcome you back. And I know it because I went on a vacation also alone for a long time with one or both daughters. And it's really annoying. I really admit. Again, a healthy relationship doesn't mean that the people involved in it will completely lose their freedom. On the contrary, they will have someone to share their moments with. Of course, you need to find someone with the same interests and passions as yours if you don't want to have any arguments on what you like and dislike. And the fourth lies you are telling yourself about being single is, I don't need anyone to make me happy. I just only focus on my career and on my own stuff. It is true that we can be happy on our own, and it's very, very important that happiness comes from within, not from our circumstances or any other stuff around us. That's okay. But what will you do if you feel the need to talk to someone, but none of your friends has the time? It's really great for our mental health and, of course, happiness to have someone willing to hug us, to kiss us on our forehead, and to say that everything will be okay. Most certainly, you could achieve much more when involved in a relationship with the right person, of course, than on your own. And remember that for changing your mood, smile. Keep the words of gratitude and positive affirmations. Listen to a wonderful and uplifting music you like, and don't forget to hug with somebody. It will bring us happiness. And if you don't have anybody to hug, just hug yourself. Take a warm shower and put your intention in a positive thought. This will create your future. Thank you very much for listening, and I will speak to you next week. Bye-bye.